1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The Radio Avenger gets even better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
We are, and we're talking with Carolyn Yeager here tonight, and we're really talking about the heresies today that are punishable in countries across the world today to even challenge the official and the sanctioned accounts of World War II history that, of course, are everywhere. You know, you can't get away from them in the media and, of course, Hollywood and, of course, the textbooks most of all, and schools where children are subjected to all sorts of disinformation and all sorts of biased and subjective historical analyses. And anyone who comes along and challenges it, who was there at the time, in fact, and can give their account, is considered to be either, boom, an anti-Semite or some crackpot or a hater. And we must automatically, summarily dismiss him or her. Well, you know, what happens, Carolyn, when somebody comes along like a David Cole? And I'm sure you know David Cole, who is Jewish, mm-hmm. who went to Auschwitz, and he brought his cameras with him, and he sort of got in, you know, trying to be on a tour and learn about what supposedly happened at this camp in Auschwitz, Poland. And then he found that he was not welcomed anymore because he started asking questions and writing about it and filming about it and showing what he showed was absolutely totally contradictory to what they were telling the world. And, of course, he got death threats from Jews, and he's Jewish, and he got death threats from others and then against his family. So he sort of became totally on the blacklist because he was a black sheep telling truth. Others like him, a few, have also done similar things. And what do you make of all of this? Isn't it amazing that, you know, how the mantra of control of the media is so enormous that when something like this happens and somebody comes along and says, hey, I'm Jewish and I want to go and I want to learn the truth. All I want is the facts. And then they find out there aren't so many facts and what we've been told. And they're just brushed aside by the media and treated like self-hating Jews, you know? What do you make of that? What do you find in all of that?
Well, first I want to say that Catholic University in Ohio, the name of that is Xavier, for anybody who would be
Xavier University?
Xavier University, yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. That also really goes along with the Jews and has some of these some of these programs and buildings and so on their campus, and they invite and they teach the Holocaust. And I've looked at the Boston University where Elie Wiesel teaches. You know, he's mm-hmm. got his professorship there. Mm-hmm. Just real quickly before I answer your question.
Yeah, and we're going to get into Elie Wiesel.
Yeah, well, but he they teach so much Holocaust, and they teach it in their religion department, not in their history department. It's all, at least they have that much decency there. But at another school in California that he goes to as a guest speaker, he has a lot of influence there. They pay him a lot of money to come for 1 week every year in Chapman University in Southern California. And they have more Jewish and more Holocaust studies than any place else. They have a special Holocaust library. They have all these buildings. And, it's, you know, it's all sponsored by all these Jews who have paid for it all and paid for these teachers. And anyway, this is what you find. Oops, we already hear the music. So I want to go back to, I would say that the Holocaust is the most powerful political weapon in existence today.
Wow. All right. We'll come back. And those of you on the line, stay tuned. We'll take your calls, too. But we'll come back with Carolyn Yeager in just 3 minutes, right here on RBN.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, Carolyn, just getting back to what you were saying about the pervasive control of all in America today, that is apparent and true, and all we need do is just look at what has taken place on Wall Street, what took place in Congress, you know, and the circusry of listening to Jamie Dimon talk about his apologies to his depositors and his stockholders in J.P. Morgan Stanley and his false veil of tears that we could all see through. Well, of course, banking, finance, commerce, trade, Wall Street, academia, all of these, medicine, all of them come under the purview of this, as I call it, the synagogue of Satan that has incredible power and control over all of these institutions. It's apparent when they can throw somebody in jail and prosecute somebody in another country and would like to do it here simply because they challenge the official view of history by those that, that buy paper in bulk, so to speak. That's just totally criminal as far as I'm concerned, you know, to be able to do that. I mean, that's the sort of thing that, you know, you look at Copernicus and you, you know, you look at the witch trials and you look at others. I mean, it's the only way they can get away with it is because they control the media. And that, most important of all, is essential to to controlling our minds.
Yeah, I don't know what, you know, it's hard to know what is the bigger problem, what we would want to get rid of first, because while the Holocaust has been called a weapon of mass destruction that these people use, at the same time, it's the media that keeps it in place. If the media weren't constantly providing stories that reaffirm, you know, that the Holocaust really happened, it's really what it says, and constantly reaffirm this silly 6 million figure and all these old stories and survivor stories that are just nonsensical that they come mm-hmm. up with, and it's on a regular basis. If mm-hmm. the media wasn't doing that, if the media would do its job, you know, or even if they didn't do anything, people could start to be reached with the truth. But
something just came to mind, and forgive me for interrupting you.
No,
but,
go ahead.
But there was a story in the local press coming from the National Wire Services, and they were referring to this Ku Klux Klan group in Georgia, and they want to adopt a highway. You know, you probably heard the story. Ku Klux Klansmen want to adopt the highway, and it has to do with litter and taking it over and, you know, that mm-hmm. stretch of the highway and putting up their billboards. And they were talking about how that's reverberating through the community and how that controversy has been in places like Mississippi and elsewhere. And they couldn't help but mention, in the course of mentioning all those who have been persecuted, that they referred to a particular rabbi who narrowly managed to escape the Holocaust in World War II, unquote. And I'm saying, my gosh, I mean, you know, it's like you can't escape it in anything. And, you know, it's even in some outer space science fiction adventure or even in a Western now. You know, you've got, you know, Kevin Costner in one of the films of the Wyatt Earp or something, and they had to make reference to the persecution of the Jews. So, I mean, it's in your face, it's in your ears, it's everywhere, period.
It is. It's amazing. So it said this is their strongest weapon. This, you know, it underpins everything for them. And if people could understand, there are a lot of people who see the Jewish problem, but they still are not prepared to really question the Holocaust, except maybe a little bit, you know. And it really needs to be, I mean, I think it's the whole thing is a hoax. I don't just say, well, you know, it's not quite the way they said it was. It happened. See, that's where I call myself a hardliner on mm-hmm. Holocaust revisionism, because mm-hmm. there is a whole element that are kind of, I think, this is my opinion, but I think they tend to be the libertarians, or have libertarian thinking, and maybe some libertarians will want to call me on that. But they want to correct what's wrong, but they don't, will not say that there wasn't a Holocaust, and they will not say that, well, the Jews really suffered, and the Jews and the Germans really were terrible, and the Nazis were terrible, and so on. But in my opinion, the whole thing is a hoax, and I don't think the Jews really suffered all. Of course, Jews suffered. Everybody suffered. But I think I am one who sees the number as around that 300,000 number of Jews who died mm-hmm. during that time. And that is what has been around. That number has been around for a long, long time.
Well, I think that's what
doesn't change. Yeah.
Look at the Red Cross, the International Red Cross, in trouble with them was because they were in the camps. They visited the camps. And at no point am I aware of, anyway, unless I'm to be corrected, I stand corrected, but at no point were they denied access to any of the camps that they could get to. They could get to the camps. Don't forget, they were being bombed now. The Germans were being bombed every day in this British, blitzkrieg, if you will, and Russian and Soviet, I should say, and American bombardment of them all throughout Europe. And so, I mean, this, the Red Cross, you know, had come up with that figure, and, you know, that...
And others who have studied it, apart from just looking at the Red Cross figures, there's been a lot of people, and they all come up with something around that number, or a lot of them do. And then there are people who will just say, well, let's just make it 1 million and make everybody happy. But it really wasn't that much. I mean... So I don't want to go along with any of this stuff just to just to placate people.
Well, why should you? When you think about it, why should you, on anything, ascend to anything that you don't believe in? I mean, and if you could see the proof and you could see the hard evidence, that's one thing. But no, there has never been evidence of that. There's always been argumentation and, as you said, browbeating power politics here. Mm-hmm. You know, you either believe what we say you have to believe, or you're going to lose your job at the this university or that university, or whether it be in a position of politics, or could be a ward chairman of some particular political party in some little obscure town. The minute you open your mouth, boom, you're gone. You're out the door. Why do you believe? You know, when a local in Texas, a local black head of the NAACP there started making noise about this and started talking about the role of the powerful Jewish interest in financing the NAACP, he was forced out of his position. Many others have, too. A few, anyway. And that shouldn't be. Why should you be
forced? Well, that tells you why. You know, why is this one thing so taboo? Why is it so absolutely taboo? I mean, it's gotten more taboo over time. You know, it used to be where people actually did discuss it some, and where people could say things, but now you can't question it at all without getting into big trouble. So they have cracked down on it more and more as time goes on, instead of relaxing it and letting it go into history. You know, it's very, very dangerous, because they keep adding Holocaust museums and adding to the programs in the schools and teaching it in kindergarten and all the way through public school. And, you know, I mean, it's becoming, and there all these programs that take school students to Auschwitz and have them visit and tell them all these lies. So, I mean, it's becoming, it's probably as dangerous and threatening a phenomenon as anything that's going on in the world today. Even though, it allows these, talk about the financial problems that they do, that how they steal from us, it allows them to keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
I hearken back to the words of, an interview that I did some time ago with Hutton Gibson, you know, father of Mel Gibson.
And, oh, you did?
Yeah, I was on a local station here, and I remember his words. He said, if you want me to believe in a Holocaust, don't bring me a survivor. And if you want me to believe in ovens, don't bring me a doorknob. You know, and that was his remark. It was kind of humorous. But what he was trying to say is, this is not proof. This is not evidence of a, quote, systematic plan to systematically annihilate all of the Jews.
I think with the doorknob, he was referring to these doors in these so-called gas chambers, which are so ridiculous. These rooms that they show to the public and say, this was the gas chamber. And everybody believes it. And there are these there's a door with a handle on the inside that a person can open the door, and the door opens, opens in. And which you couldn't have in a gas chamber. So it's just absolutely.
Well, I mean, we know that the story of, what was it, the soap and the lampshades had admittedly been fabricated, and they admitted that themselves. They quickly tossed that aside. They don't want to talk about that anymore. And things like that were totally ridiculous. And then they came up with these novels, and many of them were embarrassing. One of them, I guess, was Angel on the Fence, about 3 or 4 years ago or so, that was supposed to have been made into another television series or a movie, and they had to axe that because they found out the basis of that story, in which two people wound up, falling in love in camps, death camps, was a fabricated story. But they will never say, well, the Holocaust itself is an historical fabrication. And that, of course, would be so monumental to breaking down all of the other lies that we've been given
in
9/11 that can't afford to go down that road, folks. Okay, we'll come right back, and we're going to open the line shortly to callers. Be right back with Carolyn Yeager.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
We're back now, folks, with Carolyn. And, Carolyn, one thing I'd like to just give you a chance to mention, of course, has to do with Eli Weasel, or I pronounce it Weasel, can't help that, and your particular challenges to this man who purports to be, I guess, the greatest Holocaust survivor in the history of the Holocaust stories. Tell us about your challenges to him and his response or lack thereof.
Well, of course, there's no response, Rick. There's never any response from Eli Weasel, and he's famous for saying, I don't even want to be in the same room with the Holocaust denier. He puts out that Holocaust people who would even question the Holocaust should be actually put in jail. He wants to criminalize Holocaust, what they call denial, Holocaust
the human
denial.
Rights crusade.
In the United States. He doesn't care about the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment. He says, I would protect the First Amendment except for that. I mean, he has actually come out and said that right out, that he believes that Holocaust denial should be criminalized in the United States.
Well, what if we made it a criminal act to actually promote the thoughts of the Holocaust industry, to criminalize the Holocaust stories themselves?
Well, people have made the very good point that these so-called survivors who write books that they lie in, like the one you just mentioned before the break, the angel on the fence, they should be prosecuted. And there's a bunch of them. And there are a lot of people who lied during the Nuremberg trials. And they know now that the judges, I mean, the prosecutors, everybody was lying. Yeah. And a lot of it is accepted that it was not right, you know, now, but nobody does anything about it.
Even torture was employed. A lot of people didn't know it. I didn't know it myself until later, that many of these men who served in the Nazi army were actually tortured into making confessions. I mean, their genitals were squashed and all kinds of horrible things.
Yes, that's right. That's true. It is horrible. It's there's stuff that went on after the Allied victory in Europe that is you can't hardly read. I mean, it's so horrible. It's so terrible. But anyway,
it is. It's just unnerving.
Yeah, I mean, but these survivors who lie, and then there are all those survivors who were caught taking money, or they weren't even survivors. They had a whole network there of claiming people to be survivors so they could, you know, collect money, the reparation money. And all these people got was a little, you know, a little slap on the wrist. I guess some of them were prosecuted. They say they got a few of the ringleaders, and they gave them a little jail sentence, I think, but not much. And, you know, because they're Jews, and if they're connected with the Holocaust, well, you just can't blame them because, you know, everybody suffered. Now they've all got mental illnesses, and they've got, PTSD or however that goes.
Post-traumatic
syndrome. Yeah, and now suddenly a bunch of them in their 80s are getting this post-traumatic syndrome. I guess they need to get extra money. I mean, but I want to tell you a story here that I just got a comment at the mm-hmm. at the Elie Wiesel website, which mm-hmm. is you get there by it's Elie Wiesel Tattoo, all one word, EliWieselTattoo.com. And anyway, I got this comment from a man named David Spies just a few days ago, and I just now wrote a reply, and I told him I'm going to do an article based on this. He tells a very interesting story. His mother has written a story about her experience in the Holocaust, and I haven't read it yet. It's on the net, but I'm going to, and I don't know exactly what that's going to be about. But anyway, he says that his mother and his uncle, and he went to an Elie Wiesel speech in a synagogue in New Jersey in the mid-1980s. And this was, this would have been right around the time Elie got the Nobel Peace Prize, but that his mother and uncle were both from Sigget, and they were involved. He said his mother was, you know, transported from Sigget to Auschwitz, and she wrote her story a few months after she was liberated. But he says that they are anxious to hear Elie, and his mother and uncle went up to talk to him after he was done with speaking and introduced themselves. And he said that he was very surprised at Ellie's reaction, that he was brusque, and he just said something pleasant and then turned away and ignored them, even though they said that. And he says his mother knew Elie Wiesel's family in Sigget, and said I don't know how true this is, but she says she was acquainted with the young Elie Wiesel from her childhood, and that's what they shared with him, and he didn't want to talk to them. Now, you know, this might be surprising to him, but it's not surprising to me, because this is his reaction when people come along who would know something, who were where he says he was, you know. And I've always doubted everything about Elie Wiesel's story. I don't accept any of it, you know. I mean, I don't say it's not true, but I'm, you know, I want to look at all of it and find out, because a lot of it just can't possibly isn't true. A lot
sounds
of things
very similar, doesn't it? Sounds and, like and, people who
yeah, well,
who asked
you know
about
what?
Obama's past and his
that's right
youth. And
oh, there's yeah. so much, and they're such good friends.
Yeah,
they're such two
surprised.
Of a kind, those two. Oh, they really are. And no wonder they really understand each other. They're on the same wavelength there.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to wonder why he doesn't want to talk to people. He didn't want to talk to that fellow who was in Buchenwald that where he says he was. I don't believe
why run and hide? My goodness, then, you know, that tells all, I guess. All right, well, it raises more questions than anything else. All right, we'll come back. We'll take some calls for Carolyn Yeager.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we're back now, folks, and we're in the final half hour of tonight's program. And Carolyn, if you're willing now, we'll let some of our audience speak to you if you'd like. Okay?
Sure.
How's that? All right, let's do that, and we'll take some calls here at 800-313-9443. Now, my first call is Shelley from Texas. I think I know what she wants to ask or what she wants to say, but come on up, Shelley.
Oh, hello. Am I here?
You're here.
Yes,
you're
and I know Shelley.
Air.
Oh,
hi, Shelley.
Hello. I am. Oh, gosh. You know, my battery might run out. I hear it beeping.
Yes.
But revisionist, the problem I have with that term is... it's real history. It happened. And, oh, gosh, my battery. Can you hear the battery beeping?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead. Make your point
the battery.
Quickly.
Oh, well, yeah. I had so many points, and I've been waiting for a while. But, Carolyn, I thank you so much. And, Rick, you too. When I called the other night, I was concerned that Deanna, another broadcaster at RBN that I adored so much, is kind of separated into... you know, a different station.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the Scream, the new Scream, Studio B and Studio A.
Yes, but, you know, there's so many hosts at RBN that bash Hitler and the Nazis, and I don't even listen to them anymore. And it has been such a radical change for me. It really hurts my brain. It really does. But thank you. Thank you both so much. And, Carolyn, I am, I think, what did you call it? A
hardliner.
Yeah, 300,000. And it was not intentional. They were taken care of. And it's so hard to realize that and how much our young minds are being corrupted. Even our elderly who went through that. But I really, really applaud your courage. And can you hear that beep?
Yes, I
hear
it, Shelley.
Hear it. But, we can hear what you're saying.
I'm so sorry.
The thing is even though, now I forgot what I was going to say.
The lies, but Voice of Reason, we can still download the archives there. I didn't realize that you weren't still there until about, a month or so ago.
Yeah, well, you can find all my programs at CarolynYeager.com.
Already have.
Okay.
By the way, Carolyn, you might spell your last name just so people will know if it's E-R-A-R at the end.
Y-E-A-G-E-R.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Love your courage, both of you. Thank you so very much.
All right. And now you can recharge your batteries. I'm sorry, Shelley.
You heard that.
Thanks for calling in, you. And all right, we have Werner up in New Brunswick. Hello, Werner. You're on.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, Miss Yeager. And good evening, Rick.
Look, hello,
yes,
Werner.
Good evening. Good evening.
As I say, your network has given me quite an education late in life. I grew up over in the old country, and I grew up in the British occupied zone. And the educational curriculum was strictly regulated by the occupying power, by the British.
Yeah, sure.
But as I say, my parents, they didn't buy anything that was information that was come from official channels. They didn't buy everything that came from the National Socialists. And they didn't buy anything that came from the controlled media then after the war, you know.
Right.
So I was already aware of quite a bit that it wasn't all the way it was being portrayed by the media. But when I came here to North America, I couldn't believe how indoctrinated the people have been. And what I realized now for the last 100 years by this controlled media, and this is outright obscene, you know. But most of the people, they never left their fortress, North America. So they don't know what happened in foreign lands, and they have to rely for their information, had to rely fully on the media and Hollywood, and on the snow jobs that have been done by Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. Sure.
But now with the advent of the internet, it's a whole different story. And now anybody who wants to claim ignorance, it's no excuse anymore. It's laziness trying to inform themselves. And a few months ago, I came across, I don't know, probably some of your listeners, they speak German. And I don't know if, Ms. Yeager, do you speak German?
No, unfortunately, I do not.
A few months ago on the internet, I came across original audio files of Hitler's speeches at pivotal times there, from the late 20s to 1930, 1933, 1934. 1936, 1939, and 41, and especially the last two ones was before the outbreak of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
He did not want war. He considered the British, the people of the British Isles as next of kin. Mm-hmm. But there was one big warmonger there, and that was Churchill and his clique. The same way when it looked dicey about the United States, you know, step into the war. He did not want it. And anybody, as I say, maybe you can get some translation of those speeches, you know.
Well, I have a lot of Hitler speeches, but the speech that I'm interested in reading, and I've never been able to get to it, it's a very early speech in the early 20s, and it's the title is something like, just off the top of my head, Why We Are Anti-Semites. This is an early speech, you know, like 1922, 1923 something like that. I would really like to get a translation of that one. Have you ever come across it?
Was it at the time when he tried to take a coup, and then he was incarcerated?
Yeah. In prison, yeah.
And there is another, I came across an interview of his personal attendant, Carl Wilhelm Krause. He came from the Navy, and they interviewed him. I think it was in the 90s. This old fella, you know, he was just as clear as a bell, you know, mm-hmm. and just as smart as anything. And he gave basically an insight into Hitler's personality, you know. Mm. And now it bothers me very much when even some hosts on RBN. But they always talk about the Nazis, the fascists, you know, and talk it synonymous with, you know, supporting of big industries and so. This was completely wrong.
Yes, it is. It is wrong, Werner, and you're right, and I there are a lot of them who do it, and you have to, it's they don't really believe that, but the people don't like Nazism. I mean, it's already established that Nazism and fascism is bad. So if they call these people and these corporations and so on by those names, then they'll get people's attention and they'll
be against them.
I think that's
too.
That's not about truth. Then that's really
under the National Socialist, they wanted as much as possible involvement in private ownership, with as distributed as much as possible among the population. And with private ownership, there came personal responsibility.
Yeah, well, that's all true.
But as I say, you know. I got quite a wake-up call over the last few months when I started listening to the speeches. And the same you mentioned earlier about religion, you know. And I say, you know, they're a political horse, they're a religious horse, they're a media horse, you know. They put their own spin on for whatever purpose. And the same in regard to religion, you know. Instead of buying everything hook, like, and line and sinker, what the pastor preaches or the preacher teaches them, you know. People, they better study the Bible right by themselves, you know. And more the clear story than right at the source, as close to the source as possible.
Right. All right. Very good. Werner, thank you for your call, and I appreciate your particular generation, you know, and where you came from in Germany and the background that you have in all that you do. You're quite a perceptive individual, and you do question things without just accepting them, which is good. And that's half the battle right there, not accepting everything. You know, and a lot of people are bashing, and, you know, they always refer back to Nazism because of the emotionally charged nature of the term. So as a result, they can refer to anything in those terms. I mean, myself, I've fallen into it myself, and we all tend to do so because of the nature of it. You know, we are just brainwashed into one particular aspect of that particular era. And because the victors write history, that's it. You know, we're conditioned to a reflex, you know. It's like, you remember when we all used to say better dead than red. Well, you know, that's true. But the only thing is, you know, the government that promoted it in the media was doing it at a time after the same government actually gave the reds, you know, about
everything.
A third of the world,
yeah.
You know. Oh. So it was like all propaganda in reverse. It was just brainwashing for us in school and growing up. We didn't know that the government lied to us and the media swore to it. So, I mean, now we know. Now we can see it. if we're willing to, right?
Okay, well, I think one thing, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Carol.
I think one thing that is important to keep in mind, that today the biggest threat is immigration into white countries, so that the white people don't have any homelands of their own. Mm-hmm. If we look at that, no matter how you want to deal with it, you know, politically, with political correctness, I mean, this is a fact, and that's why we named our new network the White Network, because we want to speak up for whites as whites, and that is a no-no right now. Talk about the Holocaust or some of the things about World War II and so on that are taboo. It's also taboo to say, well, white people have these interests and they deserve to have this and that. Oh, that's really taboo.
Well, you can have the Black Entertainment Network, though, can't you?
Yes, you can. You couldn't have a white entertainment network, could you?
Why not? You know, well, what's the problem?
Well, the problem is the political correctness.
Yeah,
they'll say, oh, my God, that's racist. Oh, that's racist. The only people who are racist are white people in the, in the general political realm. Okay.
Exactly. That's the brainwashing. And unfortunately, not just the brainwashing of everyone else, but it also puts the whites on a guilt trip, which allows them to surrender everything they've built. I mean, South Africa is a perfect example of that, what has happened to them. And, of course, none of it leaks through the filters and the censor caps of the media elite. They don't want people to see the real legacy of the communist ANC, the post-so-called apartheid era. It's a disgrace. It's just, you talk about unspeakable crimes, it's almost impossible for me to even tell people what they're doing to humans, what they're doing to animals, and how it's going on right under the world's noses. But you don't hear Hillary Clinton issue any threats to the government of Zimbabwe or South Africa, do you? It's just Syria. It's just Israel's enemies that she's concerned about. My, what
you are so right. You are so right. I'm really glad to hear you saying that. I mean, they don't want us to see what these regimes and these people actually do when they are governing, when they're in charge of government. We could just look at Detroit, Michigan. I don't want to get too carried away here, but I'll just say that, look at Detroit and see what it looks like and under, the kind of, governments, I guess you'd say, and people who have been in charge have been elected to office, in the last 20 years there.
Yeah.
We have to be able to look at evidence and say, hey, wait a minute, is this what we want? Or we'll be in the midst of it and without any way out before we know it.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a call from Henry now in Connecticut. Hello, Henry. You're up on the program with Carolyn Yeager.
Yeah, hello. Number one, what is your website and where somebody can get in touch with you?
Well, you can get in touch with me by emailing me at carolyn@carolynyager.com. And my website...
And Yeager, J?
No, my name is spelled Americanized, Y-E-A-G-E-R.
Y-E-A-G-E-R. At what?
At carolynyager.com. Well, you got it wrong. It's just Carolyn... @carolynyager.com.
Oh, carolyn@carolynyager.com. Okay, yes. So your website is carolynyager.com.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
All right, what's the thing called the White Network? What is that?
Well, that's a new website that is an internet radio network, and that website is named simply The White Network, all one word, .com.
Okay.
So you just go there and you can take a look at it.
All right, let me move on quickly. All right, you mentioned about BET cable network, the TV cable, the Black Entertainment Network. Have you ever looked at that network, by the way? Because I remember I was down in a laundromat down once in Queens, and that's a mess down there in Queens all the way around. And all you hear with the comedians is using N-word all day. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's kind of interesting. And you talk about racism. All right, I'll move from that. I got a couple of things. One is the you mentioned about the gentleman who I like to hear up in New Brunswick. He mentioned about Hitler. Now I'll tell you this: it's going to cost about $900, but the Scholar's Bookshelf used to sell a book. It's thick, or a couple of maybe two volumes or whatever, of all of Hitler's speeches translated from English, from German to English. They were unedited, unchanged, unexpurated, from the 20s on, all the public ones. So if somebody really wanted to know some of the stuff was being said, and it's in print. So, you know, that was in the Scholar's Bookshelf. I think it's the Scholar's Bookshelf.
And who was the translator, do you know?
He wasn't Jewish, I know that. It was German. Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, he could have been... Could have been honest either way, or dishonest either way.
Right, I think it was German. I don't know why it was so thick. Maybe it was German on one side and English on the other, like you do when you get some of that Plato stuff from the university.
Okay, Henry, thanks for that information. But we got a break, and we got another call or two. We got to squeeze in.
Okay.
So, thanks for your call. We'll be right back with Carolyn.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, folks, time is just flying here, and we want to bring up Frank in North Carolina next. Hello, Frank. You're on the program with Carolyn. Frank.
Ms. Yeager, good evening.
Come on up.
Ms. Yeager, yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to both of you this evening, La Raza.
Mm-hmm. The race.
Yes. And there's nothing ever said about that by my local media or the national media. I see the bumper stickers everywhere and all that, but that just do prove that there's a bias. And to the victor go the spoils. The victor writes history, so that's why I don't believe any of the history about the Holocaust or any of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm being a hardliner, but I don't care because it's been proven to me time and time again over the past 6, 7, 8 years that I've been lied to since birth. I've been deceived, exploited, and I don't believe any of it.
Well, you've been in the Marines, I believe, haven't you?
Yes, and I told you last night, too.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I told you last night, too. I brought up that video that I came across. Someone brought it to my attention that it's all the key figures that are behind these drones operating in America, these killer drones, spy drones, whatever you call them, they're all Jewish. Now, Jews only make up 1 or 2% of the entire population of the United States, supposedly. They're all Jewish. If you go to that, I believe what was the title of the video? It was Nathaniel by Nathaniel Kantner, who is a Jew. He grew up Jewish in America, as a total turncoat, he turned against them. He couldn't stand it. He couldn't take it anymore. He was a patriot, and he said the Jews. He put out a video on YouTube. The Jews behind U.S. spy drones in America,
right?
And they're behind it. They're the ones. And nobody wants to talk about that, though.
Well, that's evident, isn't it? The Israeli companies that are heavily involved in profiting from 9/11, which they carried out, all of that, you know, Frank, TSA, and you know, all of the other surveillance companies, and
yeah, Michael
the
Chertoff,
United States.
Mm-hmm. Michael Chertoff and his his brother-in-law or something, Popular Mechanics.
Yeah, his in-laws, his family, his cousins, and so
it's
forth.
It's all Jewish. They ran the security on the airports, everything.
Yep.
The Israel elements, factions, whatever you want to call it, of Israel attacked us on 9/11.
And that's why I said at the beginning of tonight's program, and Carolyn agreed, that if you can expose who was behind 9/11 and the lies of 9/11, then you're rocking and capsizing a Titanic. That would bring down just about all of these other lies, including World War II and the Holocaust. You see, they will never allow a crack in the armor they cannot afford to. They cannot afford to have 9/11 exposed.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you. Carolyn, that's my statement. I want to save the last couple of moments for you tonight, but let me ask you a question. What part of the Holocaust story do you find most unbelievable or incredulous that you have devoted time to exposing?
Oh, well, as I said, you know, I think it's a hoax, so it's all kind of incredulous, but I guess I would have to say the gas chambers. I mean, this idea that they came up with, that the National Socialists had devised this this gas chamber technology, which isn't any technology at all. You know, it's no technology. It's just these old morgues that they say that they put people in and then drop this cyanide into, and they all died, and then they cremated them.
We get together, if you'd like to come back, we'll devote a program to that particular mythology. How's that?
Okay. Could do that.
we'll plan on the next program, which will be fairly soon. Okay, Carolyn, we're out of time. Thank you for being my guest. Very interesting program.
Been my pleasure.
Thank you. We'll talk again. Folks, good night.
The next